This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Prime Minister's visit to Kuwait. The participants are Professor Harsh V. Pant, expert on international affairs, and Anubha Rohatgi, anchor.
Today we are discussing Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Kuwait visit. I'm now joined by strategic analyst Harsh V. Pant to discuss this issue. Mr. Pant, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for having me.
Mr. Pant, Prime Minister Narendra Modi is the first Indian Prime Minister to visit Kuwait in over four decades. How significant is the visit from the point of view of bilateral relations?
Anubha, I think this is extremely important because, of course, we know that since this is the first visit of any Indian Prime Minister to Kuwait since 1981, and I think what has happened in the last few years, in particular with regard to India's growing profile in the Middle East, and particularly with the GCC countries, I think this was a visit which was waiting to be happened, which was, I think, symbolically is very important given our historical nature of our relationship with Kuwait. And I think in that sense, a message from India that India and Mr. Modi's government will continue to prioritize Gulf Arab states. In some ways, this becomes, you know, the inauguration of his third term in the Gulf with this Big Bang visit to Kuwait, both telling the region that it continues to be a priority and back home in India that India will continue to prioritize this region. So I think given how Indian foreign policy in the Middle East has evolved in the last few years, this visit is very important and will be sending out multiple messages to multiple audiences about India's foreign policy priorities, both within the region as well as externally.
We have with us Vinod Kumar, Prasar Bharati Special Correspondent in Dubai, with details of Prime Minister Modi's visit to Kuwait.
Prime Minister Modi was welcomed with full ceremonial honours by the Kuwait's Prime Minister Sheikh Ahmad Al Abdullah Al Ahmad Al Sabah at the Bayan Palace, where the comprehensive discussions on strengthening bilateral cooperation took place. The prestigious Order of Mubarak Al-Kabir, established in 1974 and awarded to select global leaders, symbolizes the deepening of diplomatic ties between India and Kuwait. In accepting the honor, Prime Minister dedicated it to the enduring friendship between the two nations, the Indian community in Kuwait and India's 1.4 billion citizens. The visit also yielded significant outcomes, including the signing of several bilateral agreements and memorandum of understandings. Both nations acknowledged the importance of their people-to-people ties, with Kuwait expressing appreciation for the contributions of its million-strong Indian community to the country's development. The establishment of new joint working groups and the Joint Commissioner of Cooperation Framework will further facilitate collaboration in areas such as trade, investment, education, technology, agriculture, security and culture.
Kuwait is one of India's top trading partners. It is also a part of the Gulf Cooperation Council, or the GCC. And in fact, it is the only GCC country that Prime Minister Modi had not yet visited. At a time when India is holding negotiations with the GCC for a free trade pact, and Kuwait is chairing the GCC currently, will this visit have an impact? What do you expect?
That's precisely the reason, I think, in some ways, why this visit is so important. Because given India's growing role in the Gulf and given India's growing interest and engagements with the Gulf countries, as you said, Kuwait was one country which India had not visited. And with Kuwait now being the chair of the GCC, certainly I think it's likely that India should have an impact on the negotiations on FTA. But I think beyond that, it is extremely important for India to continue to engage the Gulf because of our trading priorities with the Gulf and how important Gulf has become for India and for India's economic engagement. We know that even Kuwait in and of itself is one of India's important trading partners. We know that the bilateral trade has been more than around 11 billion in the last financial year. And in particular, I think in the energy sector, we have seen Kuwait's role growing. We also look at it in terms of investment that has been growing. Kuwait has been investing a lot in India. India has been trying to do that with some, that number has also been increasing. So I think broadly, bilaterally, the economic engagement with Kuwait has been growing, but also in the context of the Gulf, India's engagements has been growing. So this is as good a time as any, perhaps more important now than ever, that this FTA gets concluded and more robust institutional architecture can be created for trading arrangements. And therefore, visiting Kuwait, perhaps India is again signaling that it wants this to happen and that there is, India continues to prioritize Kuwait and the Gulf in its trading practices and partnerships.
For India, energy security is crucial to fulfill its ambition to become a developed nation by 2047. And at present, Kuwait is our sixth largest crude oil supplier. What role can the expanding ties between India and Kuwait play in our energy requirements, in fulfilling these requirements?
For any growing economy like India's, and India has major ambitions, you know, India wants to be a $10 trillion economy, India wants to be the third largest economy within the next 2 to 3 years. So I think as India grows and as India grows comprehensively, and India continues to have great expectations and aspirations to become one of the nodal economic actors in the international order, in a sense, having a diversified portfolio of energy suppliers is going to be very, very critical. We know how some of the challenges that have emanated because of the energy insecurity that has emanated in the world in terms of how things have flared up. We also know that Middle East itself remains a very volatile region. Anytime anything can happen, conflicts can get amplified. You have already a war-like situation in the region, almost on a precipice. And I think given all of that, it is very important for India to have this diversified portfolio. And that is what India has been trying to do. And therefore, when you say that, you know, Kuwait has been the sixth largest crude supplier, the aim is that we do not put all our eggs in one or two baskets. We have a diversified group of actors that are willing to work with us. And that is something that the Gulf countries have always reassured India that, you know, even during the times of crises, when India has reached out, they have always been willing to help. And I think the reason the investment that Prime Minister Modi and his government has made in the Gulf, in the Middle East, is remarkable by that standard as well, that we know that there are multiple crises. We know that India is a growing economy, which would need to be insulated from energy shocks. And therefore, having a country like Kuwait as a solid partner, or for that matter, countries like UAE or Saudis as solid partners, is very, very crucial for India's ambitions and for India's aspirations to emerge as the big and major economic player that it wants to.
Mr. Pant, as always, the Prime Minister interacted with the Indian diaspora during this visit, which included a visit to the labor camp in Kuwait that houses about 1,500 Indian nationals. In fact, that was the first program in his itinerary. How do you view this? Do you think there was a message intended to be sent out by prioritizing this?
The message was about how important a role Indian diaspora and Indian labor plays in Kuwait. He talked about the contribution of Indian talent and technology and Indian traditions to the emergence of Kuwait. And then there, I think the message was both to Kuwait that look at the contributions and recognizing those contributions. And when you have an Indian Prime Minister meeting going to a labor camp, I think it sends out a message to the local leadership, how concerned Indian political leadership is about the situation of the labor in Kuwait. And both in terms of labor and in terms of the professional class that is now increasingly embedded in the Middle Eastern economies. The message was that it is India's talent that I think has become one of India's major attractions, and that talent, that labor, continues to play a very positive role in other countries.
Prime Minister Modi has been bestowed with Kuwait's highest honor. What does it say about Mr. Modi's stature as a world leader and about India's rising clout in the world?
Prime Minister Modi has been, you know, bestowed with from several countries around the world. And it tells you, A, that Mr. Modi is a leader whose leadership is today acknowledged everywhere in the world. That, you know, even in the Gulf, for example, where he has received so many awards from so many countries, this is something that people recognize, his contribution to building these relationships, his leadership in making sure that various stakeholders in these countries could come together and talk about more positive, forward-looking bilateral relationships. So in this particular case, for example, India and Kuwait. But I think it tells you the story of India's rise, that today India is at the center of global governance conversations, India at the center of the changing world order, and countries are looking at India with a degree of hope and expectation that India's leadership will deliver on a number of fronts when it comes to turbulence that the world faces. India is a rising economy. India is a country with significant demographic dividend. India is a country which has enormous talent, labor that helps other countries. India is a country that has managed to evolve and to become a major economy in a democratic setup, facing all the socioeconomic challenges. I think though that is a very positive message, and I think that message is being imbibed by a number of countries in the world who look at India as an exemplar.
Right.
So I think bestowing of this award certainly is both a message about India and a message about how the world feels about Mr. Modi himself.
We've spoken about the economic ties, we've spoken about the energy ties, but let me take it a little further. Now, speaking about India-Kuwait relations, Prime Minister Modi today said, and I quote him, "There's a lot we have achieved together, but possibilities are limitless for our partnership," unquote. So what are the other areas in which India and Kuwait can build and expand cooperation?
Traditionally, what has happened in this relationship is that we have focused a lot on energy and on sectors like IT and pharmaceutical. What we now need to think about, and I think this was reflected in the statement that came out of from the visit, that there is a need to move beyond this to areas and sectors which I think are defining today's world, and something like, you know, fintech or infrastructure, where so much is being done and so much can be done with two countries who share enormous convergence on a range of issues. And I do think that security is another area where the two nations are now seem committed to deliver and to work together. Because in some ways, the security dynamic as it is changing also requires fluid relationships, also required multiplicity of partners. And India feels, India values GCC, India values the Gulf Cooperation Council and its members and its relationship with them. And similarly, Kuwait has always valued India as an independent actor on the global stage. And I think that in and of itself carries the security relationship forward. So I do think that what when we look at 21st century India or 21st century world, we'll have to look beyond the labor and the IT and energy, creating new, more robust mechanisms for looking at trade, technology, cooperation in areas which are now driving modern economies. And I think whether it is green technologies, fintech, agri technologies, or by the very definition in terms of how the security landscape is changing, both sides can do much more, and the potential is certainly much more that can be harnessed. I think that's the message Prime Minister was also sending out.
India and Kuwait have raised their partnership to the strategic level. In the present geopolitical situation in the Middle East and West Asia, how crucial is India's focus on strengthening ties with Kuwait and other regional powers?
One of the most significant aspects of Mr. Modi's decade of foreign policy, more than a decade now, has been how effective India has been in building robust engagements with all stakeholders in the Middle East. Today, if you think of India as a partner in the Middle East, you find that India has a robust partnership with Israel. India has a robust partnership with the Gulf Cooperation Council members like UAE, Saudis, and of course, Kuwait. And on the other hand, you also have Iran, with which India has strong ties. India has been able to pursue this multi-aligned policy in the Middle East, which is quite extraordinary, and which has been able to manage some of this geopolitical turbulence that we have seen. Now, the challenges, of course, are huge challenges if you think in terms of what is happening in the Gulf, in the Middle East, conflict in the warlike situation, a very volatile situation. I think all of those situations demand that India increase, not decrease, its presence, its profile, its engagements with the region. And that's what India has been trying to do. If you think of the ambition of India in the region, there is one word that defines that ambition, and that is IMEC, India, Middle East, Europe Economic Corridor, that was announced at the G20 summit during India's presidency. That's quite extraordinary in terms of the ambition that it lays out, that India is now looking at Middle East as a bridge in linking itself up to all the way to Europe, both building capacities in the Middle East, in Middle Eastern countries, linking the Middle Eastern region together, but also linking the region to Europe on the one hand and to India on the other. So it's a quite an ambitious enterprise, quite an ambitious imagination that India is now putting forth. And that means that our ambition with regard to bilateral partnerships in the region are also rising, will also rise, which means that for India, focusing on its partnerships with various countries in the region will continue to be a priority, something that Prime Minister's visit once again highlighted. And that is, I think, going to be the case for the foreseeable future as well.
Mr. Pant, thank you so much for speaking with Akashvani on the very important issue of Prime Minister Modi's visit to Kuwait.
Thank you so much.
You were listening to a discussion on Prime Minister's visit to Kuwait. The participants were Professor Harsh V. Pant, expert on international affairs, and Anubha Rohatgi, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.